Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. We're going to be in the 15th chapter of Matthew this evening. But let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, again, we open your word and we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your word, Father, and that he gives us great and greater understanding of your word and the truth of it. So that we, Father, will not be deceived by man's mind and the ways of Satan, but that we'll always be able to look into your word and understand and know the truth that you would have us to have. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study. And I ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Everybody's ready? Here in verse 1. It says, Then came to Jesus, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying. Number 2. Why do the disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread? You see, there's a lot of things with the Jewish people that were strictly made up, more or less man-made. And they would use all of these different things to come against Jesus, trying to catch him in anything, in any way, to where they could destroy him and his ministry. And that washing of hands who is reading there about, consisted of a ritual of pouring a trickle of water, cold water over the outstretched hands. You see, the Jews, they were not concerned so much with actually being clean as with ritual. He asked also, why do ye also transgress? The Lord here shows that additions to the word of God ultimately contradict it. And that's what we're dealing with today, with so much in our churches, is them teaching things and actually even using a lot of scripture to contradict what the word really says. Because they'll take things out of context, something that they can add to what they want to say to make it sound like it's the word of God, but it's not. It's the word of man and what Satan has put in their heart. And there are so many people actually believing these things. Today, the churches here in this land are in a lot of trouble. They're closing every day, and the ones that are closing them really don't want them doing anything. They're closing them, and they're not trying to get someone else to take them even. They're keeping them closed. Now, here verse 3. But he answered and said unto them, Jesus now is answering them, says, why do ye also transgress the commandments of God by your traditions? You see, the traditions and their rituals that they are proclaiming, that is not really even been given by God under the law. It's things they came up with. And that's exactly what's being done today in so many of our churches. And they, some of you that will hear my voice, download this, and hear my voice, and you say, no, Pastor, that's not so. Yes, it is. And you may be in one of them churches right now that's doing that very thing. It is teaching things contrary to the Word of God. Now, 4. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. We need to be very careful about what we think and how we act with our parents. Now, but ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. Profited by me, yeah. Now, 6. As he said, might be profited by me, and honor not his father or mother, he shall be free Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You see, God says one thing, but they've used tradition to make it say something else. And that's exactly what is going on today. And a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it. And as you study the Word of God, you'll be able to see and understand what I'm saying. Now, Jesus goes on here in 7, and he says, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, and he gives them Isaiah's prophecy here in verse 8. People draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You see, they'll speak about Jesus. They'll say some good things about Jesus, but their heart is just not there with Jesus. Their heart is on other things, things of this world, and things that Satan has got them into doing and believing that is contrary to the Word of God. They'll sit in the church, and they'll sit in the podiums, and they'll hear all of this that is being taught contrary. And then even with them, when they leave, they really do nothing. Until it's church time, then they'll be back and they'll warm at you again. But they're not doing nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ, about Almighty God, and about His Word, and they're not helping anyone else. Now, 9, but in vain they do worship me. You see what he's saying? In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Exactly what I've been telling you all for a long time now. He says they do worship me. Yes, with their lips, their words, but that's all. Because when it comes to teaching, they're teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. And that's exactly what we're seeing, isn't it? 10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Now, what do you want them to understand? Number 11. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man. It's not what he eats or drinks that defiles him, but that which cometh out of the mouth, that this defileth a man. Those words that comes out of your mouth. You see, your words has the power of life and death. Think about that. Because it's with the words you speak that bring things into being that is not seen. Until it is spoken into being. And your words can bring death, it can bring healing, or sickness. Now, and a lot of other things in our life. Because it can bring others to be your brothers and your sisters and your friends, or it can drive them away from you. 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? They're letting Jesus know that after him saying that, the Pharisees were offended. Well, we find a whole lot of that going on today. There's a lot of people. They will not come and listen to our Bible study because they don't want to hear the truth of God's word. And they'll run us down. Now, 13. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. In other words, all of them that wants to be offended because of the truth of the gospel can be rooted up. In other words, they're on their way to hell. And they better turn around and repent. You get right, because that's exactly where they're going to end up. 14. He goes on here now, 14, said, They shall be rooted up. And he says, Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. That's why you hear me quite often tell you, don't go church hopping from one church to another church to another church because it causes confusion and can eventually lead to you sitting under too many that are not the children of God, and the things they're teaching is not of the Word nor of God, as they claim. And not only will it cause them to fall, but it would also cause you to fall for following them. We're told to leave them alone. We're told to leave them alone, just as he did here. Let them alone. 15. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. Oh, now they want Jesus to explain this parable. 16. Then Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly, and is cast out into the jaw. So that has them defiled. 18. But those things which proceedeth out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Your words that comes out of your mouth, they come from the heart, and those words defile you or lift you up before God. Remember that. Now, 19. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. These are all things that can be brought forth. 20. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. But you see, when you bring, you speak these things about, in these thoughts of murder and adulteries and fornication, thefts and false witnesses and blasphemies, that's why he tells you that you need a clean heart, a pure heart. You see, that is a circumcision we all have to have, both men and women. We have to have that circumcision of the heart, that old man's sin cut out of the heart, so that heart is swept clean and becomes pure through the word of Almighty God. Now, 21. Then Jesus went thence into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Well, she's not there for herself. She's there for her daughter. So don't think you can't intercede and things happen for others. 23. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. As disciples, they willing to send her away. Because you see, at this time, the disciples themselves are not filled with the Holy Spirit yet. They're still more or less on their own until Jesus sends them to do something. And then as he sends them, he gives them what they need in order to do that one work. They do it, and then when they return, they don't have that power anymore. 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's letting them know, I am sent to the lost and those that are in need. And that's what we are supposed to be, because we are supposed to be walking as he walked. 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, is it not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs? 27. It's a funny way of answering her, wasn't it? But, and she said, truth, Lord, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She's got a better understanding even than his disciples had about that situation. Now, 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. In other words, he's giving her what she's asking for. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. It was done even immediately. Now, don't you see, when you speak with faith, things get accomplished. But unless you speak with faith, you're not going to find much come about. 29. And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. You see, when they are brought to Jesus like that, there's none of them goes away without being healed. Now, 31. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God in Israel. Now, once again, we're going to find the power of Jesus. 32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days. They've been with him 3 days and have nothing to eat. They've not eaten in 3 days. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, when should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7 and a few little fish. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks and broke them, and gave to his disciples and disciples to the multitude. We've seen this before, haven't we? Now, 37. And they did all eat and were filled. Full now. And they took up the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets full. The first time he fed 5,000, what was left over was 12 baskets. And now here, after feeding this great multitude, and here again, it's not a small multitude. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. We don't know how many total, but we know that it is a great number. But once again, he is fed with just a few loaves of bread and some small fishes. Now, 39. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. All right. We have come to the end now of chapter 15. We've seen some great things, haven't we? I'm not going to get in to 16. We'll stop here for this evening. And God willing, come morning, we'll be back in to chapter 16. Here in Matthew. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yet it is almost impossible to get mankind today to put their faith in him, to even have faith, to believe in him. Most are not trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ today. But we have a great revival. I believe that it's beginning, because there are other ministries out there that are teaching this word and not deceiving and teaching things contrary. And we are seeing even some of the ministers change, their life change, and them getting back into the truth of God's word. And we're told in the word that they would be a last and great revival. And I believe that we are seeing the very beginning. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for your saints wherever they are in the world. And I ask the Holy Spirit to keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. In Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ come out from the law and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land of Jesus. This land of ours, Father, we have so much leadership today in our government and in our churches that's evil. And they have brought great evil upon our people, Father. I'm praying that all of your children are praying for these evil to be removed from office that they hold, and to be replaced those that are your children, walking in righteousness, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance, putting the Lord Jesus Christ back into every place he's taken out of, but especially back into our schools, Father. And that our government can be put back upon the foundation that was founded in that being, your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, pray for those of this ministry, Father. For Kenny Powers, for James Taylor, for Dennis Lee, for Amy and her husband Tom, your son Jacob, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for myself, for Alex Stone. Father, they can all be used in great and mighty ways. And I'm praying, Father, that the Holy Spirit not let any of them falter and fall away, but that they'll all have that knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for their health. I pray, Father, for their safety. And as we prepare to separate this evening, Father, may we all rest through the evening and the night and wake early in the morning and be ready once again to study of your word at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, Father, watch over us. We love you, Father. We praise you. Praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for everything that we have. We thank you for everything you've done so that we could make way to make heaven our home. Now, Father, this is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening and a good night. And hold on to God. He'll hold on to you. Bye-bye now.